Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a 5-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. The big news in the NFL this morning is the announcement by Tom Brady that he is indeed retiring from the NFL. Obviously, last year he announced he was going to retire, came back, played another year. He says this one's for good. Of course, I think it's fair to be somewhat skeptical, but you watch the video, you consider how last year went. I do think there's a good chance that this is probably the end of Tom Brady's career. And what you'll hear a lot today is what you heard a lot last time he retired. He's the best quarterback of all time. There's no debate about it. He has 7 Super Bowls. No quarterback will ever win 7 Super Bowls again. I think the chances are extremely unlikely. Even Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, like all-time great talents, only have one. And Mahomes could end up with more than one, obviously. He could win one in 2 weeks. But it would be surprising if Mahomes got to 7. And when you think about Tom Brady's career, just the ability to do it year after year, the consistency, it wasn't so much that he was the most talented athlete or anything like that. He was just incredibly consistent, incredibly clutch, incredibly smart. So he's the best quarterback ever. I don't think, 7 minutes of this pod explaining to you why he's great is needed. Everybody knows why he's the best quarterback of all time. But for me, the biggest takeaway from him retiring is it's a sadness because I think he should keep playing. I know that this season did not go the way he wanted it, obviously. You watch the Tampa Bay offense, they were terrible. Tom Brady, he might be cooked. Like, he might not be the player. He clearly isn't the player he used to be, but he might not be a good NFL quarterback anymore. There's that chance when you look at how it went in the playoffs, how he looked in the pocket, the way he clearly wanted to avoid being hit, the way they had to get rid of the ball quickly to make sure he didn't get hit. There are clear flaws in Tom Brady's game. But I also know that Tom Brady was in a bad situation this year. Tom Brady did not have a good coaching staff around him. And the number one thing in the NFL, the number one rule that makes a quarterback great is having a great coaching staff around him. It's impossible for a quarterback to be great if he's not surrounded by great coaches. And so when I look at Tom Brady's time in Tampa, I believe that situation was not a good one. I don't think any quarterback would have been great in that situation. So with that being said, I think that Tom Brady could play another year and have success. You look at some of these other possibilities that would be out there. Potentially San Francisco goes and plays with Kyle Shanahan. I think Josh McDaniels as a head coach is a bit of a disaster, but him and Tom Brady have had a ton of success together. Davante Adams is there. Waller is there. There's talent there for sure. Josh Jacobs could be back, so he would step into a better situation there. The New York Jets, again, defensive head coach, which I'm not in love with, but they do have a great defense. They have talented receivers. Hackett, we'll see, but has proven that he can be a quality offensive coordinator as opposed to a quality head coach. But I think that when you look at Tom Brady's career, it's not like he only ever played for the Patriots. It's not like he's retiring only ever played in one uniform. He's already burst that bubble. That Band-Aid's pulled off. He's played for 2 teams. So at this point, there's, from the legacy perspective, 1 year in his hometown of San Francisco, or 1 year with a great franchise like the Raiders, 1 year playing for the city of New York, I think would have been a really cool way to extend his career. He already did the unretiring thing. He already has had a down year. I think that, look, could he go to one of these teams and have things not work out? Sure, anything's possible, but he'd be stepping into way better situations. And the chances Tom Brady ends his career with the Super Bowl are slim. It's incredibly hard to do. But if he goes to San Francisco, he ends it more competitive. If he plays for the Jets, he plays in the same division as the Patriots. I think he has a chance to be competitive there. The Raiders, again, I'm skeptical about Josh McDaniels, but that duo just worked when they were in New England and they have talent. So he could be competitive there. Tough divisions, but he could be competitive, right? So I look at Brady's decision to step away, and I'm sure there's personal factors involved. One thing that's been talked about a lot is, you know, him coming back cost him his marriage. I don't like to go down that path. We don't know any of the personal details of what really happened and all those things. But he has played a year longer than winning the Super Bowl. Like, you've already come back. You've already made the decision to do the unretiring thing. So I just think for Brady, as much as I understand him wanting to retire, he probably wants to go make $30 million a year calling games instead of playing in them. I think there's still a good quarterback to be had there with Tom Brady. I still think he could be a great quarterback in the right situation. I think his career could end on a much higher note than it has right now in Tampa. I think playing for the Niners would be cool. I think, again, seeing him with the Jets, the Raiders, these are all awesome situations. There are other options too. The Saints, there's not a ton of it's not a cool thing to go play for the Saints. He has no tie there, but they have a good defense, all those things. So I just think it would be cool if he kept playing. I think that the idea that he's cooked, I don't think is completely true. Again, I have some belief he might be, but I think with the right head coach, things could really turn around for Tom Brady. And it's just sad to see him go out like this. It's, maybe this is just what happens with all the great athletes. You think about Jordan and Washington, right? Like, all these great athletes, sometimes, their careers don't end the way you want them to. And maybe I'm chasing something that's not there to be had with Brady. Maybe it's just always going to end like this, whether it's with the Niners, the Raiders, the Jets, whoever. Maybe this is just how it's meant to go, how he's meant to go out and how it ends for great athletes. But I also know that there are better opportunities than the one in Tampa and chances that he could have to end his career on a high note. And if I was Brady, I'd give it one more shot. So obviously an amazing career, goes down as the best ever. He's earned the right to decide to do whatever he wants to do. But while a lot of people have sadness that he's retiring and his career is over, my sadness is similar to that, but in a way, I'm sad he's decided to do it now and not going to give it another chance, because I would have liked to see him play one more year with a better supporting cast, a better head coach, and give it another chance to come out and really end on a high note. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.